Dartmouth College is re-excavating a hazardous waste burial plot, even though it declared the site clean 4 years ago. Well, now some local residents are pressuring the college to do a more comprehensive cleanup. They want Dartmouth to mitigate chemical runoff that's already contaminated one neighbor's drinking water. BPR's Rebecca Sinanis now has her second story about contamination flowing from Dartmouth's Rennie Farm.
On a recent summer afternoon, the residents living around Rennie Farm in Hanover gather at the waste site. They are here to listen to the project manager excavating a contaminated Dartmouth burial ground left over from the 1960s and 70s. Dartmouth is excavating for a second time.
I would like to present first a summary of what we have done to date. That may answer some of your questions. It may raise more.
That's Charles Watts, the president of CLIM Environmental Services, one of the companies Dartmouth hired to oversee cleanup on the property. Back in 2011, Dartmouth planned to sell off the land and excavated the radioactive burial ground. So fast forward to this summer. Following mounting pressure from neighbors asking to completely excavate the area, Dartmouth went back to check for anomalies. Earlier this summer, they found several more animal carcasses in the plot, and Dartmouth submitted their plan for a new site cleanup to the state. Charles Watts reported on their findings back in 2011.
We dug at what we thought was one of the plots until we uncovered a bag. That bag was a thick, black plastic bag. When we opened it, we could see the remains of a decomposing animal on the inside. Looking at that first bag, I recognized that we were going to have a difficult time in sampling this material and coming up with a way to defend any results that might show that this is non-radioactive.
These animal carcasses were used in the 1960s and 70s for medical research. To prepare the site, CLIM had to raise a growth of trees over the now bare field where the radioactive burial plot lies. Some of these animal carcasses had root damage from those trees. The trees still sit in an unmarked, untested pile in the corner of the property. Watts' report back in 2011 says one plot had filled with groundwater, with a deep purple sheen under layers of buried material.
The groundwater came in at about 6 feet, if I recall correctly, and when we had the excavator pulling buckets of water up, we couldn't tell whether or not we had gotten to the bottom of plot 28.
The 2011 cleanup took place the last 2 weeks of November, and winter brought it to a halt. The end of Watts' report calls for a phase two of cleanup. It is unclear who at Dartmouth was supposed to be overseeing the Rennie Farm plot over the years, although Tim Winslow, who lives in the area, remembers warnings.
He told me that when he passed away a few years after, something would happen to this land because of all the things that were in it. He was the one who knew. And lo and behold, this is what happened after he passed away.
He is George Stibitz, a renowned Dartmouth computer scientist living in Hanover at the time. Stibitz told Winslow about Rennie Farm years ago, before his death in 1995. The state of New Hampshire and Dartmouth declared the site clean, despite the potential for more waste to be found. Paul Rydell, who has been overseeing the project for the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services, says generally when you clean up a plume, you start by cleaning up the source.
If you focus the resources on addressing the source, then, you know, that basically cuts off the ongoing release to groundwater, and water quality will improve as a result of that. So, you know, we remove the tank. If it's a landfill, we put a cap on that to control leachate generation.
So I'm sorry, I'm confused. Then why not excavate all of Rennie Farm? Why not excavate that whole half-acre plot?
Well, I guess one step at a time.
Rydell and others say the problem with excavating such a large area is that it risks exacerbating the contamination flow. One test well in the center of the Rennie Farm plot still has readings hundreds of times above the state allotted limit of 1,4-dioxane. Neither Rydell nor any other representatives from the state attended the residential meeting about re-excavation plans at the Rennie burial site. The new excavation is expected to be completed this week. This according to a Dartmouth spokesperson. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.